for the first time in decades, there's real momentum on Capitol Hill to tackle skyrocketing and unfair prescription drug prices. And at the same time, a major pharmacy benefit manager company, CVS Caremark, is announcing changes in the way it gets reimbursed for drug prices. However, that may not be enough, according to leading experts in the field. We're joined now by Antonio Chacha, who's president of 3Axis Advisors. Welcome to the show, Antonio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about these large prescription pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs. What are they and how do they influence the costs of your prescription medication?
I understand they sound really boring and you fall asleep maybe before you even finish talking saying what they are. But a PBM is the intermediary that lives between the health insurance company and the pharmacy. They started off decades ago as essentially like a Visa or MasterCard for your medicines. They handled the medicine or pharmacy part of your health insurance plan. Over time, though, as medicines got more expensive, we looked to PBMs to say, hey, maybe instead of just processing the claim and paying the bill, maybe you can start negotiating the bill. And as they became a greater part of more and more transactions, they got a lot of leverage to negotiate really, really low costs. So sounds great, right? Like what could possibly be the problem? Well, they are also publicly traded companies who are in the business of making money. And the same old games that the rest of the drug supply chain used to play, they learned how to play them. So while they were brought in to act as friction against drug companies and pharmacies who were taking liberties with prices, well, they started taking liberties of their own. And today, the three largest PBMs are Fortune 15 companies. They are larger than the drug companies and pharmacies they were hired to control.
So federal legislation is being proposed, trying to get those costs, maybe more savings to consumers. How will that work?
So one of the challenges is that every administration, that has been in the White House has focused on the rising prices of medicines in different ways. Whether it's a very, very, harsh price control approach, or it's just things to try and rejigger some of the Medicare and Medicaid programs. What they often find is that when they try to go after the drug companies to lower their prices, regardless of the methods with which they do it, what they see is that oftentimes the costs for the patient don't change at the pharmacy counter. That doesn't mean that drug companies don't have a role in influencing how much we pay for medicines. But what it means is that drug costs are created within the bowels of the drug channel, meaning that pharmacies, wholesalers, PBMs all have a role in inflating the costs of medicines at the pharmacy counter. What the Biden administration is doing is starting to look under the hood, if you will, to see how these intermediaries might be influencing the inflated costs at the pharmacy counter by attacking things like spread pricing, where a PBM pays a pharmacy one rate and bills a much higher rate to the person paying the bill, or things like addressing the kickbacks that drug companies pay to PBMs, but those PBMs don't pass those discounts onto the pharmacy counter. That's what they're going after.
Okay. Well, if people would like to educate themselves on this topic, where would they go?
So if you want to become a drug pricing nerd, and trust me, if you want to learn this, you probably have to become a nerd. Our website is 3axisadvisors.com, the number 3axis, A-X-I-S, advisors.com. You can learn all about the nitty-gritty details of our deep, dark abyss of drug pricing.
Well, having had some elderly relatives who have been dealing with it in the last years of life on a fixed income, I know that there are plenty of people who struggle out there to decide whether they're going to eat that month or pay for their prescription meds. So it definitely is a very important topic. So Antonio Chacha, thank you for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you so much.